Well, we're glad to be here. You want my mask on? You think I might slobber on somebody out here a little bit? It's serious. Christians are going to die just like sinners are, because that's been the appointment that's came upon all mankind since Adam. They eat thereof, Adam, you shall surely die. And Adam, being a man made from the dust of the earth, and also a man when he was breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, he become what's called a twofold man, inward and outward. And in doing so, he brought sin upon the whole world spiritually and physically. If you'll remember, let's just go ahead and start at the Hebrews 11:1, and that I should have it memorized, but getting old is getting old today, I tell you. You don't know how much complaint I give to God that, he can do all things, but it just seems like he lets a lot of things going on that if I had something I could do in the charge of it, I'd do a lot of praying. But we need to recognize that God wants to save people, and he'll do it his way or it won't be done at all. In the Hebrew letter, if you want to open your Bibles to there, we'll at least get you a thought to start realizing. I want you to be a Bible student. I want you to know that reading the scriptures is essential for you to have an opinion. And even if you're wrong for a while trying to discern what God's got to say, he sees more of an interest in your desire that way than he sees that if you just say, well, it's just an opinion, I don't care. I was never taught that example growing up here. Mom and Dad, if you'd see the Bibles that they had read through, you see the times they had wrote through. And then when when Dad passed away and William and Mom married, they continued that succession of reading the Bible. And I have one that they passed on to me that showed they'd read it through about 4 or 5 times in that time span. If you're going to have a day of judgment, you should have an excuse for at least to complain to God why, if you don't make it, say you go to hell. God's going to tell you why, but he won't have to explain that. It'll be all instant when you die, your body goes to the dust of the earth and your soul takes its flight. You either go be with God in paradise or you go to hell. Instantly. And the Hebrew letter said that, now faith, I want you to have saving faith. Now if you take it carnally, it's just a belief. But if it's spiritual, you're getting in touch with God. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Listen, by this example, we go to the Old Testament because salvation has never changed. Jesus was as a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He was going to die before Adam had his first chance to be tempted by Satan. The Godhead had done agreed how they was going to make man. They knew man would fall, and they had provided a way for man to escape the place called hell that Satan and his angels that was like him was going to go to. Do you care today whether or not you go to heaven or hell? It's a serious consideration. Choose you this day whom you'll serve. How will your faith be activated by spirit and not by just a historical knowledge? I got through high school. I was in the above half of my class. Now you think that In my day, that was pretty good. We wasn't having very many follow-up and going to college, doing things of that nature. And we've seen that it's important to get a good knowledge and education. so that you can look to your future and have jobs and have a opportunity to choose and make a living. And we're seeing in America today that the world is still got a chip on its shoulder at God. And if they can, they'll get you to curse God rather than bless him, unless you do it their way. See, Satan don't mind to be called God. He hates it when you call on the true and living God. He's a jealous, he's an evil, and he's a devourer of men and women that climb up any other way than be brought to God by the Holy Spirit. No man can come to God except God draw him. Woman at the well, you want a drink of water? You have to draw that, get a natural drink. But I have a water that's spiritual. And if you'd ask me a drink, I'd give it to you. God is saying, my son promised his life for your ransom. He promised you adoption into the family of God if you would come to him by faith. This altar is only a place to bow at. It's not a place of salvation. I got saved at home in my bedroom. But it's because I felt that night conviction that I was a sinner. And that if I should die that way, I would spend eternity in hell. I want you to go to heaven today. I don't want you to be religious as a Satan don't care what you believe just as long as you believe a lie and are damned. God wants you to come to his way. Train up your children in a way that when they reach accountability early in their lives, they will repent that they are sinners. They can feel it. They can feel God trying to get them to come to him. What does man do in the name of God? That's where Satan came in sheep's clothing. He told Adam and Eve, you surely won't die. You're talking about an eternal God that made you. But he got it out of order, and they believed a lie. And Eve gave to her husband. The law was upon the man. And when he ate, she fell. And he fell. And they were on their road to death. Both physically, and they were spiritually without God. We didn't have baptism yet, did we? No, that's a whole several thousand years later that baptism was introduced. We didn't even have circumcision for a while. And you ladies would be left out if you didn't take it spiritually. See what I'm saying? The carnal side and the spiritual side of God, what he's trying to get across to people, to understand God is a spirit, and they worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Now that night in my bedroom when I was lost, I could only say that if I died that way, I'd go to hell because I felt it. Where'd you hear it from? Faith cometh by hearing. Somewhere being trained up and raised up around Baptist men and women. I heard the witnesses and the testimonies, and I heard the foolishness of preaching by God called preachers. And all of a sudden one day it just... bam, the door was closed and I was lost and I was helpless and I was not inside the safety with God. Do you see this morning that we want you to get in the safety of God, not in the safety of grandma and grandpas and moms and dads? It's the Lord that wants your life and wants your soul. I can't see him, but I see his handiwork all about me. This big old earth, this big old great creation that we have, this intelligence of man to say there's no God and put all their honor and glory in the elements, that they're an accident. The Bible says the fool has said in his heart, no God. An atheist says there's no God. But I tell you, if you die without least acknowledging that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He wants to save somebody today. He does not want you to go to him and say, I cast out devils in your name. I done this. I done that. Why? Because someone told me what to do or someone told me how to do it. I'm telling you, God wants your heart. Did you ever give it to him and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy upon me. And have peace come to your soul. That's the best way I know God that accompanies this word is peace with God. I have peace with him. That as I challenge all the other things that come my way. Now you say, boy, you ought to be walking real good, preacher. You ought to be talking real good. I'm getting old and I'm heading to the grave myself. I've wondered when he would be going to take my life out. But what will I leave behind? Who of you will take up his cross and follow him more diligently and be more faithful to that you can't see but that you feel from studying the Word of God? I want you to go to heaven. I don't want you to be as the Pharisees and Sadducees was. It said they can pass sea and land to make a proselyte. I mean, make somebody like they want them to be. When they made them twofold more the child of hell than themselves. What about your soul today? Is that part of you okay with God? Now, you can have a salvation and you can still have problems in the flesh. The outward man has not been resurrected to the glory that is yet to come. And that's why God gives us room to repent daily of our sins that come in our flesh. And that we would be able to say, I'm going to God to get saved for the problem Adam brought on me by just betraying the word of God. I become lost by accountability of knowing good from evil. I was 8.5 years old when that came upon me. I've been studying around and I've not got this perfected, but back in those days when I was a boy, mom and dad was knee deep in religion. And they were coming and going and trying to find out what God wanted out of them. They come out of the Kentucky area and they come to Indiana and they began to look for the things that they had there. They wanted to hear, and we find out that the missionary work of God was working on hearts of saved people. And in that need, after dad got saved and mom was saved when she was a young girl in Kentucky, when they got together and then they married and come this way looking for work, God was interested in them giving honor and glory to him more perfectly. And that means that if I repent and I get my soul saved, my next step is to be baptized. But you got to be saved to be able to tell of the fruit that I've been saved by grace. Now, grace is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. And grace is the unmerited favor of God towards your soul. Now, as the wind bloweth, you can feel that fan there give off a little bit of air. God's wanting somebody to feel him today. And if you've been saved, your well needs to usher up that you know him. And if you're lost, you need to see something you're empty of. And that you need to cry out to him for that mercy. It's not coming here bawling like a baby. It's just taking a look at the scriptures. And we see a thief on the cross that was going to go to the penalty of being a thief and dying for it. One of them said, Lord, when thou comest into thy kingdom, remember thou me. He had nothing to bargain with. He had no baptism. He had no anything to brag about, but he was able to say, Lord, I'm a sinner, be merciful to many. And he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. And where Jesus is where I want to go. If that's another word for heaven, and I hope it is, I certainly want to be where Jesus is. The other thief died wanting to see something with his eyes. So if you bring us down, I'll believe. No, faith is not seen, it's felt. Jesus hanging on the cross, if thou be the Christ, bring us down. I'm doing this because we promised we'd do it before the world began. I promised my Father I'd hang between heaven and earth and I'd give up my life for you. But whoever, and that's Adam all the way to you and I, and who's ever in the future that's going to reach accountability, they've got to see that Jesus gave his life for them. He shed his blood that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Did you ever cast your care on God that way? I'm not trying to say you can't be saved because you're not a missionary Baptist. You got to be saved before you can become a missionary Baptist or any kind of Baptist or any kind of Christian. You got to be saved to confess, I'm a Christian. When did it happen? Well, I was born again in Columbus, Indiana, by the history of what Mom and Dad says. Larry was born in Kentucky, my older brother. Where's your birthright at this morning? I'm just trying to get you to get one. Have one that you can die with. Not tell me how much intelligence you have about the scriptures. There's probably anyone here that's got a education that can add to that education knowledge of the scriptures and be a very intelligent person. Probably much more intelligent than I. And I'm not going to try to even have to say that I've got to be a know-it-all to know it all. God knows it all. He's given us the scriptures that we can study them and we can know his ideas toward us. Faith cometh by hearing what? From the scriptures. How do I know? The preaching of the gospel came from the scriptures that we'd be able to discern what God has for you and I to know. Well, you're a King James man. I'm a born again man. King James was just trying to get the scriptures out of the languages they had been written in prior to that time so that that people that spoke in his language could understand what had been inspired. King James wasn't saving nobody. The Bible was the roadmap and schoolmaster. In one place it said that they were reading the scriptures and a eunuch was riding along in his chariot. And he'd been up to Jerusalem to worship, and he was heading home, and he was reading Isaiah. And God sent a man of God by his way, and he hitched a ride with him and saw that he was reading the scriptures. He said, "Understandest what thou readest?" He said, "How canst I except some man guide me?" The man of God took the scriptures of Isaiah and preached unto him Jesus Christ and him crucified. I'm telling you, if you ask God to save you, it's because his son shed his life, gave his blood. He hung on a cross, and they took a spear and just gouged him in the thing, under the rib, that he might bleed out and he might die. But he held on to his time because it was between him and the Father as to when he would die and give up the ghost. But he said, "In 3 days I'll raise again. I'll rise from the dead." Amen. Now Satan knows these verses. He knows the Bible. And he tries in any way to shipwreck your interpretation of scriptures. He desires for you to believe a lie and be damned. He desires after you get saved to shift any ideas you have that could be in alignment with God and with his rewards. Do I want you to get to heaven only? No, I want you to have 100-fold. I don't want you to stop at 60, some at 30. I don't want the fire just to burn away everything and you get saved as before, but it's in the scriptures that it's available that way. What do you want? Spend time praying, studying, reading the Word of God so that you can have a reason for your faith to... Now what goes on is some people read the scriptures and Satan offers them generic ideas of interpretation. They used to think, going around some Christians, that salvation was by animal sacrifices in the Old Testament. No. They did those things, but it was because they had faith. Your works that do follow, it's important. It's important today in the new covenant to be baptized, but not in order to be saved, but because you are saved and you want your light on the candlestick. That's the only way you evidence that you've went the next step up in discerning Scripture and God's interpretation of Scripture. The thief on the cross is in the family of God, but he didn't get down to be baptized because he did not meet the requirement. John the Baptist was sent as a forerunner of Christ, and you can realize that he was sent to preach, repent, and be baptized. But get to repent right first, or you'll miss the baptism. Baptism was introduced to the world as a generic Satan come at man's interpretation, and men began to say, well, we need to start saving our babies. So man started his interpretation of baptism at an infant's age. Infant couldn't say, I'm sorry. Infant couldn't say, Jesus, save me. Infant had nothing to repent of yet until it reaches accountability. But no, man is trying to get ahead of God and change God's laws and to change what God has to say about Nicodemus, you must be born again. Well, how can I enter my mother's womb and be born again? You must repent under the influence of God drawing you. No man can come unto me except the Spirit of my Father which is in heaven draw him. The woman was at the well, said the water naturally was deep there, have nothing to draw with. Jesus said, I have a water if you'd ask me. It would be a well of water springing up in everlasting life. This water of that well, you thirst again. But the well that I'll give you, it'll be an everlasting life inside of you. Just got to call on me and it'll bubble up. I'll give you a drink that you'll never thirst again. That's the reason we as Baptists, when we repent, we don't repent for our soul. We repent because of what we're thinking, good or evil, of our flesh. But God sealed my soul. I want to go to, I think, 1 John 3:9. I hope you'll take this as part of the faith chapter. And just see what we're talking about. If I found the real faith, if I found the real belief in God, and he changed my inward soul, the fear of going to hell left me. The acknowledgement that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What am I going to offer you if you meet Jesus and these commandments? Part-time life? Conditional life? I'd be a fool if I just wouldn't let God be God. He can seal you and he can keep that part. There's still a part on you to keep. You still got your flesh to war good and evil with. God has an idea from the heart. You have an idea in the head. Where do you think Satan's trying to get you to make your choices from? What you want to think or what he thinks? Have you a time, place where you've thought what God thinks? Have you made an altar call to him saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner? That's just like the thief on the cross. Lord, I'm guilty. Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. It wasn't, the scripture doesn't say he's yelling, he is begging, he is carrying on. But the Bible does say that he had a broken heart, a contrite spirit. Because all the scriptures build together toward what we have to say about everybody. You got saved by the same Savior, if you're saved. You're my brother and my sister through the new birth because of the Spirit of God. And what God has to say about this is that we need to realize that Verse 9 of 1 John 3 said this: "Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin." But what did the 11 do? We don't even know him. And they were baptized by John. 11 of them were good. Judas, he was deceived from the beginning. But in this we find here, the part that he was wanting to take care of first is your inward man, your soul. Have you got a soul made right by God? If you've never asked him, then you're still lost in your sins. You may be saying, well, I've kept this and I've kept that. Well, don't you won't burn as hot in hell if you've been a good sinner. But you will go to hell. And you'll be with everyone that violated the law of God, because they had never realized the law was our schoolmaster to Christ. The true law of faith is what Jesus promised to do for you and I that put our trust in him. So if we want our babies to be saved, get saved yourself, Mom, Dad, uncles, aunts, grandpas, grandmas. Make sure you're saved yourself. I remember feeling lost there. I remember when I was raising my children that I was asked to go out to California. What in the world do you want me out there for? I can't impress nobody. No, you can't. It's foolishness of preaching. You may think I'm a fool, but then this may look foolish to you. But I'm telling you, one day I cast my faith in Jesus. And he helped me. He helped me believe on his son. I repented toward God and I put my faith in Jesus. I can't do that on my own. I don't care what age you get. It takes God. No man can come unto me except the Spirit of my Father was heaven draw him. God has to draw. That we can have this. Born of the God doeth not commit sin. For his seed, and you'll run the references on that, his seed is Christ. See, Christ was preached, and he fell on man's minds and went to their souls as a seed would be in their earth. What are you going to get if I plant corn? I'm going to get corn, right? What if I put a watermelon seed out there? What am I going to get? Watermelons. But what if Christ gets planted out there in your heart and something comes in you and changes you? What do you get? I get salvation by God through his son, Jesus Christ. He wants you to have that today. His seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. In this is the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. You say, well, that's contradictory. What if I do turn on my brother? Then he'll blame your flesh if you've been saved. See the grace of God? Not letting your salvation be, look at me, look at me, look at me. But look at Jesus. Look at that grace that touched me, sealed me. I'm not going to hold you very long today, but I do want you to know it's by faith. It's not seen, but it's felt. It's a good place to bow here so we can bow with you, we can pray for you. But you can get saved right there in the pew. You just got to call on God. You've got to see it just like the thief on the cross did. We're condemned. We are thieves. The law has told us that we need Christ. And one sought him. And he said, this day thou shalt be with me. He died in the natural law because he was a sinner. But in the spiritual side of it, God saved him and let him come to heaven. The other thief, he died and went to hell. He's there where people are begging for someone to be sent, that they can just have the tip of a finger of water put on their tongue for their tormentedness flame. He said, nay, how are they going to escape this place? I got brothers on the other side of eternity. How are they going to escape it? And that day, when it was being inspired from the voice of God, it was in Moses' day. They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. Kind of goes back to faith cometh by hearing, don't it? Going on back past that, you get Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Descendants that's going to one day bring the lineage of Christ down through the house of Israel. And he'd be born of a virgin woman. If you're just living in that day, you'd know the prophecy of the scriptures. There's going to be a virgin bear the Son of God. And every person would surely want that to be their daughter. But we're having trouble today to maintain and marry as virgins. Just accept that if that's happened to you, you just can't get that reward. Don't get mad at somebody else that's tried to watch their life, has tried to care about it, but don't let them try to tell you that's their salvation. Grace is our salvation. Get it right with God today so you have a time and place where you said, Lord, be merciful to a sinner. And the conviction that causes you to repent, if it's gone, give God glory. And it's better felt than told. I couldn't have told you I was saved. I hadn't felt freed from that condemnation. I couldn't tell Daniel he was saved. I couldn't tell Tracy she is saved. I couldn't tell you you're saved. Except you felt lost. And somewhere God took away that conviction, that condemnation, and gave you peace with God. You can just about be any of the denominations we say that's been misled of God and have offered so much false information. They could have got saved as a child and just forgot what they was doing. But you're here today. Don't go to God and say, Brother Edwards didn't try to tell me Satan isn't coming after us all. He desires to devour you. Take away all your confession that he's your possession. And if you're here and you're lost and you haven't got it, we're going to do a song here in a moment. And we're going to invite you to have an altar call with God. It's just been a thing that we've done. It's been more so of the a form that shows the interest you have in your soul. If you'd like to, you can come up here and bow for yourself and pray so we know your interests. Or you just bow where you're at. Humble your heart before God. Ask for God to be merciful to you, a sinner. And maybe today you can go away and you can come back and say, I give it up. I give it up on that pew right there. I give it up on that pew. I give it up there at the altar. I didn't come to the altar, and I found him. He's precious. Let's get a song. I thank you for tolerating me today. It may be the very example it is. Don't give up your day job. That's retirement. You know, but I hope I preach you something that'll point to Jesus, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. He's coming back to judge the whole world and how you've treated being a church member. I hope you treasure it. If you haven't, you're going to be in trouble. You'll lose rewards if you're saved. But if you're counting on rewards to be your salvation, you're missing the grace. May God's grace come your way this very day. And we're through, Brother Scott. We're going to let you.